You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio.
TalkZone.com.
Welcome to Positive Living with award-winning and veteran host Patricia Raskin. This is the program that shows you how to turn your obstacles into opportunities and your problems into solutions. Join Patricia and her guest experts, best-selling authors and celebrities who will show you how to stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and make your dreams come true. And now, with Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com, here's your host, Patricia Raskin.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to TalkZone.com, and welcome to Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com, and I'm Patricia Raskin. You know, this program each week is about turning your obstacles into opportunities, your problems into solutions, and really creating the kind of life that you want. And we have no exception each week because every guest is not only an expert in their field, but they offer us wisdom and clarity and practical advice, and we can all use that. Because in today's world that is somewhat hectic and filled with lots of stress, we really need ways to create a more peaceful, loving, and healthy lifestyle. Today's guest really speaks to that. My guest is Dr. Thaddeus Stokowski, who is the founder of the Center for Preventive Medicine, which through natural medicine is dedicated to helping as many people as possible achieve their full health potential for a complete and fulfilling life. Dr. Tad, as we call him, is going to discuss how treatments follow the ancient strategies of acupuncture and oriental medicine, which he integrates with modern health care technology and with lots of healing practices, and how each treatment that is worked with in oriental medicine really integrates physical, emotional, and spiritual conditions of each person. Welcome, Dr. Tad.
Thank you, Patricia.
Good. Now, did I say your name correctly? Is it Thaddeus?
Thaddeus is fine. That's the English spelling. The Polish pronunciation is Tadeusz.
Okay. Well, I can do that as well. So we're going to go with Dr. Tad. Okay. Now, your clinic is in Providence, Rhode Island.
That's correct.
And you, what is so interesting to me about your work is you've been doing this work over 20 years, but your background is in medicine. You're an MD trained in Europe and Poland, and you worked there for many years. Why did you make the switch from traditional, as we call it, to Oriental medicine?
Oh, it's a very good question, Patricia. First of all, I really don't feel like I switch anything. I feel like I continue practicing medicine, and in that case, the oldest medicine in the world. It dates back about 8,000 years. Secondly, I simply chose the methods and techniques and philosophy that seems to be more compatible with my pledge of not hurting people and helping people, providing a very effective, very safe, very efficient treatment to my patients. I'm a fourth generation of doctors from my country. My great grandfather was a doctor back in 19th century. The medicine kind of, you may say, runs in my blood. I was raised on the hospital grounds, and I simply added to my to the spectrum of the medical knowledge that I've gained. I added Chinese medicine as a very good way to help people.
So, what is the big difference between Western medicine and the Chinese or Oriental philosophy? What's the major difference?
Again, another great question. Both systems, let's talk about similarities first. The both systems are actually somewhat similar in terms of the nature. The Western medicine tends to be also called allopathic medicine. And as you may know, this is a Greek word that stands for different disease. Allos is different, pathos is disease. Chinese medicine actually follows the similar philosophy. Contrary to homeopathic medicine, Chinese medicine is allopathic by nature. However, this is where the similarity ends. The major difference between Chinese and the Western medicine lies in the fact that Chinese medicine focuses and treats the causes or roots of the problems versus treating the symptoms. And secondly, uses a very benign, very very gentle techniques, which are extremely safe in achieving its therapeutic goals. and providing the full restoration of patient health and maintenance of patient health, rather than just treating the symptoms.
Let me ask you about that. Now, when you say that Chinese medicine treats the cause, what do you mean? I mean, how do you get kind of underneath the cause from the symptom? How do you determine that?
Again, it's an issue of perception of body. Western medicine has a somewhat different perception of the body, which is based mostly on anatomical and physiological model, which makes a lot of sense, and it looks great in the books and in theory. In practice, it becomes a little bit more difficult, you know, to follow in terms of really achieving the root-oriented treatment. While in Chinese medicine, both theory and practice are very, very connected. And the search for the cause is part of the diagnostic tools that Oriental medicine uses, such as pulse diagnosis, tongue diagnosis, palpation, observation of the patient, questioning, that gathers the information about the beginning and the cause of the disease, and then the treatments that follow address the particular cause.
All right. So when you talk about the causes, one of the things you mentioned pulses. How do you determine the causes? Now, you said pulses, and what are the things that you do to really understand what the causes are in Oriental medicine?
Let's talk a little bit about the pulses, because this is a very, very intrinsic Chinese diagnostic tool. Again, goes back thousands of years. And it's based on the assessment of the body, very particular one, where 12 major organs are being assessed, where 27 different qualities of pulses are being assessed. It's a very in-depth assessment of the body function. And, we were taught Chinese pulse diagnosis in 4 years of school, and then for another 20 years of practice, I've kind of made it better. So it's a very sophisticated tool of both assessing the state of the patient health as well as, you know, prognosis, as well as determining the causes of the roots of health problems. Again, goes back a few thousand years. Another assessment is the palpation. Chinese medicine or Oriental medicine is very hands-on medicine. So as Western medicine used to be 50 or 60 years ago, the palpation is very important to assess the body health status. There's auscultation, listening to lungs and heart, similar in Western medicine. There's an observation of tongue, which is also very particular in telling us, you know, how the organs work, what kind of health problems patient has, where is the root of the problem, and so on and so forth.
All right. So when you look at this, and you, if a patient comes in and says to you, I have high blood pressure, or I have pain, or I have arthritis, or I have diabetes,
yes,
you don't really look at that condition. You go beyond that to look at what's going on in the body through the pulses and the other things you described.
That's correct.
To determine what the underlying causes are.
That's correct. High blood pressure, arthritis, or any other, the most common, there's technically about 10 to 12 most common diseases that constitutes about 90% of doctor visits in this country. And these are the conditions from diabetes to obesity, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, arthritis, migraine headaches, and so on and so forth, that costs 90% of the healthcare money. And all of those conditions technically are protracted symptoms. That's how Oriental medicine looks at this, and we look at what caused them in the first place. And of course, you know, causes could be different. There could be a genetic, what we call constitutional causes. For example, arthritis or heart disease may run in the family, but there are also acquired causes, such as poor lifestyle, poor eating habits, poor sleeping habits, all stress, all those causes may be affecting the body and making the body break down. So our job is to find out how badly the body is broken and what level it is and what we can do to restore the food.
All right, let's talk about that in terms of what you can do. Now, if you go to a traditional MD, for example, the doctor might say, okay, here's your medication, take this, and in, you know, 3 days or 2 days or whatever, you'll feel better or whatever that is. How long does it take to feel results doing it this way, which is not through drugs, it's through working with the system and through the needles and the other modalities you mentioned. So how long of a process is this, Dr. Tad?
Well, you know, if you truly want to heal your body and get to the root of this, obviously it's longer than trying to fix the symptom. can be improved in a matter of a week or two. But, you know, if you just work on the symptom, you never truly correct the problem or cure the disease. So curing the disease or correcting the problem, it's a process. And I would say on average, it takes minimum 3 months, maximum a year, depending on the condition, age of the person, the level of damage to the body, and so on and so forth. But the process is, it takes at least a few months or so.
Okay, what do you say to people who hear that and say, wait a minute, you know, I can go to my traditional doctor and feel better in a week? What do you say to people who are used to the quick fix?
I say to them, first of all, there's no quick fixes. So even if you take the medication that may improve your symptoms somewhat, you're going to quickly find out that the symptom will come back with vengeance over the next month or so, no matter what you're using. And you also find out that you're going to create some other symptoms called side effects from the medications that are using. So sooner or later, you're going back to square one with probably more problems than you were when you started. So as a result, you haven't fixed anything. You may be feeling worse, and there's nothing quick about it. The body needs to take time to heal. You know, the healing process is what biologically body does, and what Oriental medicine does, it simply speeds up this process, because normally it may take far longer than even a year to heal the body. But if somebody's condition that lasted for 10 or 20 years can be healed in a matter of 3 to 6 months, I would say that's pretty fast, considering, you know, the suffering they went through, considering the money they spent on their health problem, considering that the level of disability or dysfunction that they encountered, you know, over the last 10 to 20 years due to the disease. 3 to 6 months, it doesn't seem like a long time.
Okay. So if people that are interested in this kind of approach, tell us, first of all, tell us the website they can go to learn more about what you do.
Well, the website for my clinic is can be found under PREV, Med Center, www.prevmedcenter.com.
And there's another one, right? The wellnessclinic.net.
That's correct. There's another one called the wellnessclinic.net, because we offer a lot of wellness programs both to private people as well as corporations. So okay. that brings people also to our website. And the website basically describes the tenets of Oriental medicine, the different modalities, the effectiveness of this, the theory of this, as well as this field, as you may see, with all kinds of testimonials of people that went through the process and tell you their own stories, which is the most rewarding to us, to hear their own stories of how this medicine changed their lives and how it regained their health. How put them back on their feet. So it's wonderful to have those stories on.
Okay. All right. We're going to go to break in a minute. I want to tell folks that if you're listening live today, which is May 19th at 11 a.m. Eastern or 8 a.m. Pacific, you can give us a call at 888-GO-FOR-IT, 888-GO-FOR-IT or 888-463-6748. My guest today is Dr. Tad Stokowski, who's an acupuncturist and founder of the Center for Preventive Medicine, which through natural medicine is dedicated to helping as many people as possible achieve their full potential for complete and fulfilling lives. And folks, if you have any questions about your health, if you have high blood pressure or diabetes, you're tired all the time, you feel stress, you have headaches, back pain, any issues like that, and you'd like a more alternative way of looking at it, and you're tired of taking your medication, or you're taking medication but you want to try something different, you want a more long-term natural effect or a modality to work with, please give us a call, which is 888-GO-FOR-IT, or you can also log on to thewellnessclinic.net, thewellnessclinic.net. And there's a lot of information there about the kind of modalities that they treat, issues, and lots of advice and wisdom. So, again, my guest is Dr. Tad Stokowski. And when we come back after the break, he certainly can take your calls. And we're going to talk more about specific conditions and how we can work with them. And remember that this show, Positive Living on TalkZone.com, is always on Mondays at 11 a.m. Eastern and 8 a.m. Pacific, and just log on to TalkZone.com. And there's also a link on my site, which is RaskinResources.com. Okay, folks, you are listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. Call us after the break at 888-GO-FOR. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.